Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Tzadi Dalit, Baba Metzia 94a, pagination is 187. We're starting from the beginning of the new perek, the last two lines on the page. The halacha that we are dealing with is the halacha of Ba'alav Imo Lo Yishalim. If the owner of the object which was entrusted to the guardian, that owner is working for the guardian at the time that the item was entrusted, then lo yishalem, the guardian will not have to pay if damage came to the item. Mishpatim Chaf Beis Yudalid, that's Shemos 22:14, halacha that's a bit perplexing. The English translation of Rav Hirsch's Chumash uses the word peculiar. The Aruch HaShulchan defines it simply in Simen Shim Mem Vav as Gezeiras HaTorah. It's a Gezeiras HaKosov. This is the law that Hashem gave us, and that is that if the owner of the object is working for the guardian, even if he's a borrower, which is the case which is initially given to us, a case of a borrower, then the borrower will not have to pay for the item. He's absolved because it was a case of Ba'alav Imo, the owner of the object is engaged in work with him. Rav Shamsham Raphael Hirsch, in his Chumash commentary, spends a bit of time trying to understand this Gezeiras HaKosov, this halacha, and I'll simply read to you his suggestion as a possible understanding of this. He writes, if a man engages another person to work for him, and the workman, while in service, suffers injury, so the former is not legally bound to pay compensation. Apparently what he's referring to is person gets injured on the job, not damaged by the homeowner, but he gets injured on the job. There is no halachic liability according to strict Torah law. And therefore, if he takes something into his care from the workman, it makes sense that he's not undertaking a greater responsibility for the object. He's not going to take a greater responsibility for the object. You would have what looks very imbalanced, that for a person you're not liable, for an object you are liable. That doesn't work. And therefore there's a Gezeiras HaKosov that you're not liable for the object if it could be equated with the person. Now, if the object was entrusted at a time that the worker was not engaged to work, the worker was not yet hired, then even if the worker is hired during the loan, the borrower has already taken responsibility for the object and would be liable. Again, even if the owner of the object happens to be engaged at the time that the damage occurred. But if at the time that he accepts the object, the person is engaged with him in work, then he will not be liable. The Mishnah states, Hashoel es hapara, a person borrows a cow, v'shoel be'aleha imo, and the owner has been loaned to him as well. He's not even working with a wage. Osocha be'aleha imo, or he hired the owner with, so that this case is that it happened literally simultaneously, and are totally equated. He did at the same time the animal and its owner, or Shoal Habay Lemosachron, first he engaged the owner, Va'achakach Shoal Asaporo, and then afterwards he borrowed the item, the cow, Umesa, and it died, Potter, he's going to be Potter, absolved, Shenemar, this is the pasuk we mentioned, in Ba'olav Imo, Lo Yishaling. If the owner is engaged with, then he does not pay. Aval, but, as we described, Shoal Asapora, if he first locked in with his liability to the animal, Va'achakach Shoal Asabay Lemosachron, and only afterwards did he engage the owner, either gratis or with payment, but he engaged the owner, Umesa, and now the animal died, Chayiv, then he is obligated, Shenemar, Ba'al of Ein Imo, Shalem Yishalem. That's an example of, at the time that the loan was done, the owner was not engaged with him for work. Now, this Gezeiras HaKosov, this law, has tremendous ramifications. There are cases where a person borrows something, and one would think that he's liable, he has to pay back, and suddenly you realize that the person who lent it to you is Ba'al of Imo. He's working for you on some level, and the borrower is actually absolved. This is something, before it happens, we really should be paying attention. To protect ourselves, we should know what we're getting into. For example, in Shin Mem Vav Yud Gimel, Harav Hashone LeTalmidov, a Rebbe that teaches the students, if they are obligated to learn whatever he wants to learn, and he's allowed to switch from mesechta to mesechta, topic to topic at will, it's as if they are working for him, because they're servicing him. He wants to give the shiur, and they have to sit and listen. And therefore, im shoel mehem have a she'el b'vaylem, if he would borrow something from them, they are working for him. In Rav Shamshon Feil Hirsch's approach, they're going to be equated to the object that they're that's being borrowed, and therefore he's going to be absolved because of this law of b'aylev imo. However, im hu tzarech lomod imoyim b'chol makom she'yirtzu, if the teacher has to teach whatever they want, like a tutor, whatever the child needs, that's what you've got to teach, then clearly the teacher is working for the student. As hu nishal lohem, he is engaged for them. And therefore, the rule is going to be that if they borrow from him, they will be absolved. This concept that the students could be working, so to speak, for the Rebbe, which is like a very interesting way at looking at this dynamic, is related to the concept that we encountered before of schar batola, that if a person does not work, but we hired them to work, and there's no work for them to do, so we still have to pay them, but we're allowed to pay them at a discounted rate, something we discussed earlier. So we mentioned that there's certain people that you can't give them a discounted rate because they don't want a day off, and your argument of, let's come to a compromise because you were happy with the day off, it's not true. One of the examples was a malamed. He's not happy with the day off because he's benefiting by being able to give the lecture. It's amazingly linked to this law that the students are actually on some level servicing the Rebbe because he wants to give the shiur. Another example, if you'll remember, was a schlepper, a person who carries great loads. He doesn't want the day off because that keeps him strong by working. Okay. Now, this halacha, the Shulchan Aruch is mentioning regarding a Rebbe, an educator, The Aruch HaShulchan brings the case regarding a Rav, a congregational rabbi. In Shin Mem Vav Si'if Yud Zayin, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Yirali, it seems to me, Deharav HaKavua Be'ir, an established rabbi in the city, Kishesha'alu Mimenu Anshei Ha'ir, when people ask him shailus, they're asking him questions, so then as a result, he is working for them, and if they would borrow something from him, peturim be'onus u'pshiyo, they're going to be absolved of payment. Darehu imam b'malachtam, he is working for them b'chol eis, at any time. Kishatzrichim lishol she'ela o divrei Torah, when they have a question, or they have a Dvar Torah, a discussion in Torah, he's locked in, 24-7, perhaps. They say a cute story of a rabbi who was starting out with a small congregation, and they didn't settle on a salary. So they asked the rabbi what he thinks he's entitled to for this particular job. So he answered that he thinks the starting salary should be based on 24/7 minimum wage. 24/7, you want me to be available, even Shabbos, you want me to be available, even during the night, you have an emergency, you can call me, you have my phone number, so at least at minimum wage. So his starting salary would be some $80,000, because he's available 24/7. And that's this Aruch HaShulchan. He's saying that whenever Ba'ai Lavimo is applicable, and that would be the case of the rabbi, so he should realize that when he lends out a book to somebody, it seems to be She'ela B'vailim, the person's not going to be liable. And in such a case, it's literally Ba'al Avimo. The rabbi is literally working at the time. It's a great application of this. The Aruch HaShulchan continues and does the flip side and points out it's not always reciprocal. It's not a two-way street. Ava laharav, but them to the rabbi, Eino mochrachim lishol she'elos v'divrei Torah b'she'en lohem ma lishol. They're not on standby to ask Shilas and Divrei Torah if they don't have what to ask. They don't have what to ask. And therefore, we would have to think whether there is She'ela Bevailim in each case or not. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.